Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life.
I have a feeling that this year is going to be one of those years, and hopefully we don't have to do this next year, but I have a feeling we might have to. But it's going to be one of those years that we're going to have to talk about scammers. We're going to have to talk about how to protect ourselves, not only from being scammed by other entrepreneurs, but also making sure that we are standing out and that we're not looking like the people doing all the scamming. It's so bad when you live in a world where you realize how much harder people are making it for you in your job because there is so much scam going on online. It is crazy. Every single day, you guys, I see things that I'm just like, that's not true. That's not true. That's a lie. And it is in how people are marketing themselves and their business, what they're promising, which is crazy to promise things like that because everybody knows if you're going to start your own business, the chances of you succeeding, no one can promise you that. And this is coming from me who teaches people how to start a coaching business online so that they can make money. I can't promise my customers that it's going to work because I don't know. I don't know what that's going to look like. But my job is to help you create your program, is to help you go from beginner to launching, right? Because a lot of people get stuck. They don't even know how to start. They have this idea. They want to start making money online. They have a passion for something. Or maybe sometimes they don't even know, but they do know that they want to be a coach. And so we walk through the process of figuring out what their thing is and we put their program together and we launch. That's the end result, right? Is we launch their business. And then now they can start putting themselves out there, marketing their skills, marketing their business, sharing valuable information, and then starting to build their community so that they can then sign up their customers, right? It's like a whole process. And it is such a beautiful process when you do it the right way. And what we're seeing now is so many people just promising money. Oh, you're going to get rich. You're going to get rich if you buy my program. You are going to make so much money. Or you see the people laying on a lounge chair by a pool somewhere and they're just like, oh yeah, I've just been sitting here all day and I've made this much money and I haven't done anything. Like, it's just so crazy. And if you're someone like me, you're kind of seeing like, okay, I see what you're doing there. We're human, right? Our desires sometimes, we struggle stopping and really thinking about the impact and the work that we should put in into what we're doing, the love, the joy, the excitement, everything that you pour into creating something because you know the impact it's going to have on people. That's all great. That is like so beautiful to be able to do that. But unfortunately, we're living in a world where everybody's forgetting that. Everybody's forgetting it because what have they realized? Most people want something quick. They don't want to work. They don't want to put in the effort. They want to just show up, launch something really quickly, and make a ton of money. And so then you have people who go, oh, that's a great business idea. Let me promise you this super quick, simple thing and show you how rich you can get by me showing you this version of my life on social media that you don't even know if it's true or not. You don't know if I just like snuck into a hotel and sat there and took a bunch of videos and pictures and then had to like leave before they kicked me out just to show that I'm living this life. Like, we don't know, you guys. And so people are falling for this left and right. Then they're buying these programs and these courses. And guess what? They realize, oh no, this isn't right. And so I want to talk to you about that because as coaches, as someone who is trying to start a business, if that's you, or thinking about starting a business, but you see all this stuff, one, I don't want you to go and spend your hard-earned money because I know when you're starting, trying to budget for what you're going to invest in and who you're going to invest in as far as like who your mentor is going to be and who your coach is going to be and whose program you're going to buy, that's hard because you probably don't have that much money to invest. And so then when you go and invest it and realize that you wasted your money, it's just not right. And there is a lot of that going on. And for me and so many other people that I know who really love what we do and we actually do care for people, and we actually do put in time and effort, sweat and tears into what we're building to help people have a result, it's really hard to sit and watch, especially if you've been in the game for a while. Holy moly, like watching some of the marketing scams going on, watching people that switched up. I mean, even people that used to put in effort have switched up and are over-promising these things, making it sound so easy. And I'm going to be honest with you, I have lost so much respect for people. It is insane. Like people barely wanting to show up for their people, not wanting to lead, abandoning their customers, abandoning their teams, abandoning everything, just because they just get to sit back, do nothing, and make money. And people are falling for this stuff. And it's crazy. It's crazy. And I know some people are out here calling them out, which is great. I think that's probably needed because I don't know how it's going to stop. But it's also like social media sometimes shows things to people that others don't see. And so many people go without noticing that this person you're investing in may be lying or may be caught up in something where they're being called out. And it's just kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy, you know? And so you have to be careful going into where you're going to invest your money. And I don't want to scare you and stop you from investing when you do find the right person because you're scared. But I do want you to just be aware that this is happening. And also, more importantly, if you're somebody who does have an online business, who is a coach, I want you to do this with integrity. Like I literally told myself, you know what my mission should be is to train coaches well and train coaches that are focused on the impact versus just making money. Because let's be real, the way social media works, the way the internet works, we can do so many different things to make money in so many different ways. And so if making money is the goal, like that's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like that's going to happen because there's so many different things that we could do to make additional streams of income. That's the reality. If you're willing to put in the time to build the things, you can make money. What I'm talking about is what is your business that you're putting together going to do for somebody? What is the impact that it's going to have? What does that look like? Does it spark a fire inside of you to know that you're creating something or have created something that is truly changing someone's life, that is truly giving them the tools that they need to change their lives, that is giving them the entire thing, right? From point A to point Z. Are they going to have all the steps right there because you provided that to them? I honestly ask myself sometimes, why do these people go down these paths where they start marketing this way? Do they not know? Like, I get it. There is billions of people online. So in your mind, you're probably thinking, oh, I'm going to sell this quick thing, make all these promises, show them this life that they're missing out on, and then they're going to buy it. And I'll just continue to market that way. And they get a ton of followers because people are looking for quick ways to make money, especially because a lot of people are struggling with everything going up and how much we pay for things, right? And so I get it, but God, it's so deceiving. It is so deceiving. And so then I think, okay, so you think there's more than enough people that are gonna buy into this that you're selling and you'll just continue to make money. But my thing is, okay, but what about when your customers go in and they realize that it was a scam or they didn't get what they were told they were gonna get or it wasn't as easy as you made it sound? Then what? You lose those people. They're not going to continue. And let's be real, a successful business is going to have your customers bragging about you. A successful business is going to have recurring customers, people coming back. When you launch something else, if it's something that they're interested in, they're going to come back and buy from you. They're going to keep an eye on you and go, what else is she going to bring out? What else is she going to do? Because what I got last time was amazing. And when you think about it the other way, yeah, you might trick some people into buying this quick thing that you're offering them and they think they're going to get rich off of it, but then they realize that it's not. And then what? At some point, you're going to run out of people because let's be real, it's not going to continue to grow and grow and grow. At some point, you're going to have enough people talking about how they didn't get what they were promised that other people are going to notice it. And then there goes your reputation. There goes you being exposed to the world when enough people, because everybody's going to have a hater. You know, we can't judge it off of a couple people because sometimes people get upset. I've seen people get upset about other mentors that I've worked with. And I'm like, really? I've gotten that program and it was great. Sometimes people don't want to show up and do the work. And so then they just complain about it. So like you always have to be careful because there are those instances. But if you have a ton of people saying the same thing, oh, people are going to start paying attention and then you lose that trust, that integrity, and there goes your business. and good luck trying to start a whole different thing, right? So before you go into that, just remember, think long term. We need to stop thinking about quick money. We need to stop thinking about just making money. We need to think about what business do you want to have and what impact do you want it to have? How do you want it to serve other people? What do you want to be known for? What do you want people to think of when they think of you? And think long term. Is this business going to be here 5 years from now? Is it going to be here 10 years from now? Maybe it's not going to be the same. Maybe it'll evolve as you grow, your business changes too, but it'll still be around. Your overall business model will still be around. Your business plan, what you're wanting to do, it'll be around because it'll continue to grow. That is the type of business you should want to build. Not something that's going to give you a quick buck, because as fast as it comes, it goes away that quickly too. The other day, I saw a fellow entrepreneur share some things that I was like, wow, I mean, I knew it, but it was crazy to actually see it in your face. She was talking about how one of her followers sent her some screenshots of a program that she bought, and they didn't name who it was, so I can't even tell you. And I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would if I knew. So maybe it's a good thing that I don't know, because I might spill it. But she shared some screenshots of the program that she bought into. And in there, they were teaching her how to start an online business, I guess. But in the package that she got, there was a folder and it had fake income screenshots. And they were told that they could share those fake income screenshots on their social media to market their business and pretend that those were their earnings. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you know how when we are on Instagram and people are talking about, this is how much money I made last month, and it's like this ridiculous amount of money, and then they start showing you the income screenshots of where they received payment. Apparently, those are fake. I already knew this was happening, but to see it and to hear that it's actually like a whole folder that this person got and was actually told by the mentor that she bought it from to go ahead and pretend and just pretend that's the money you made and use those to encourage people to buy, because you're going to look at that and go, oh, wow, she's making a lot of money. Okay, let me buy her program. Isn't that wild to think? Isn't that wild? This is why I say, you guys, all you got to do is watch people. But also be careful, because sometimes people go beyond measures to try to pretend to have a certain lifestyle that they don't. But this is why I have always been so adamant about, you know, showing up as your true authentic self. You don't need to be all put together all the time. Like, people can see what kind of life you're living if you show up like that on social media. If people are very private about their lives, if you're promoting this type of life, you know what I want to see? I want to see it also in your stories, because if that's what you're promoting, but then in your stories, we never see anything. It's just like pictures and it's very well put together. Then that makes me think, well, I don't really know what your real life is like. You know, it's like the more you get to see people in their natural environment where they're not putting everything in place and making sure that they're just recording content, like they have the scheduled content that they're recording, is just like this is their everyday life. Then you kind of get to know them a little more, their personality and stuff like that. This is why I show up on stories here and there. I used to do it all the time, but you know, we've talked about that. But this is why I still try to remind myself, like, hey, show up in stories, because I want people to get to know me, my personality, and what I look like on a Monday or a Wednesday or a Friday or a Sunday. Like, this is what it is. This is my life. I don't have to hide it. I don't have to make it look all glamorous. Like, I feel like I live a pretty good life. It's pretty epic. It's what I dreamed of years and decades ago. And so to me, like, I don't have to sit here and position everything just to make it look so much better than what it is. Like, no, you know, I truly believe that people can see what your life is like and see what your personality is like, and they will bond with you. They will build that trust with you and they will buy from you. We have to be careful when people don't show it, especially if they're promoting that type of lifestyle. Then show it on a daily without it being curated to look a certain way. And so it's wild to think that all these little screenshots that we're seeing online are fake. But yeah, most of the time, I'm not gonna say all of them, but most of the time that's what's happening. And apparently people are putting these folders and giving screenshots to their customers. And I just want to ask one question. I don't blame the customer because she didn't know she was getting this. I would blame it if somebody marketed it and then customers bought it, going, well, I need fake screenshots because I haven't made money yet, so I need to pretend like I am. Then it would be the customer's fault. Why are you buying that? That's so deceiving. But if you bought into a program to do a different thing, to launch your business, and that was added on there, I'm going to tell you right now, as a business owner, I would be embarrassed. I would be ashamed ashamed and embarrassed to show my customers or tell my customers, pretend this, lie about this. I sometimes wonder about that thought process and go, did you not think that maybe some of your customers have integrity? Because if I'm going to tell you that, I'm going to assume that you don't have integrity either. And for me to assume that about customers is wild, because that's the only thing you can think is happening in this mindset, right? Because who in their right mind goes, oh, I'm going to attract these great customers with integrity and they're going to want to work hard, but I'm going to tell them to lie about their income. No, like me, I would think, I'm not going to tell my customers that. They're going to look at me like, what in the world? Who is this woman? You're telling me to lie? It's not a good look, right? And so I'm like, please, I wish somebody could just walk me through that thought process on how you thought that was a good idea. I can't imagine if you sold your program to, say, 100 people or even 20, how many of those 20 thought differently of you when they saw that? And how many are going to stick to that program or go, oh my goodness, I should have never bought it from this person. They're very deceiving. And that's not who I want to learn from. Because do you want to build a business where you're lying to people? Not to mention where you can get in trouble if somebody reports it. I'm sure there's some type of law. I'm sure that has to be illegal. I haven't looked it up. But I'm sure lying about the income you're making to sell something online, I haven't looked it up, you guys, but I would think that it would be illegal. That's kind of crazy to be doing all of that. You know, it goes back to stop pretending to be somebody you're not. It's okay to be a beginner. It's okay to start with zero customers. Guess what? Everybody started with zero customers in every single business, whether you're opening a store or you're online. Everyone starts in the same place. You don't need to be ashamed of that. It's okay to be a beginner. It's okay to learn as you go. It's okay to not know everything because not everybody knows everything. Honesty, hard work, integrity, those things are going to get you really, really far. And the best thing is you get to go to bed with a clear conscience and your heart not being heavy because you're out here deceiving people. And I think that's worth any amount of money. I want to be able to sleep, okay? I want to be able to sleep at night and know that I gave my people everything that I had and some, and I didn't deceive anybody into anything, and I didn't overpromise anything, and I was very clear on what they were getting, what I'm offering, what it's like working with me, because I would hate for somebody to come in and feel like I lied to them and actually have proof in front of them that I lied to them. Yeah, that's just not how I work, but that is unfortunately how a lot of people work, because all they're thinking about is the money in their pocket, not you, not what you're going to look like when you're out here lying. They don't care about that, and it's wild. We used to say that you have to stand out. We used to talk about this on social media, like you have to present yourself a different way. You have to get creative. You have to do all these things to stand out on social media because so many people are on there promoting their businesses and stuff. I remember these conversations so vividly a few years ago. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. I honestly think that right now, standing out is probably the easiest thing, because what do we see when we go online? Same everything. Same. Even people are looking the same because they're using the same filters. Everybody looks like the Kardashians. It's wild, right? And so the way they market their business is the same. The way that they promote it, the way that they talk, their talking points, their captions, the way that they record their content is the same. You see the same stuff, the same trending audios, the same everything, to the point that people are tired of it. If you guys are not paying attention to the general public, which is your future customers, stop paying attention to your competition or to the people that are doing the same work that you do, because they're all doing the same thing. So then you're going to go, oh, okay, I need to do this. No, girl, go look at the general population. That is where you need to pay attention. The general population is freaking tired of seeing the same reels, the same audios that are trending, the same videos, people talking the same way, doing the same thing. They're literally not even paying attention to the reels because of that. They're tired of it. They're looking for something else. So standing out right now is actually probably easier than it was a few years ago. You just have to do the opposite of what's trending. Let's be real. If you do the opposite of what's trending and get creative in how you're going to show up and how you're going to create content, people are going to enjoy it. It's going to give them, oh, finally something different. What is she doing? Okay, let me go in her page. Oh, look, all her videos are different. She doesn't follow these trending things that are going on that I'm exhausted, because everywhere you go to TikTok, you see the same thing. You go to Instagram, it's just a copy of TikTok, apparently. It's just a mess. And so standing out doesn't have to be so hard. And it's a beautiful process when you let go of trying to do all the trending. It removes so much pressure and stress of being on social media. You don't have to worry about it. You get to be you. You get to show up as you. You don't have to worry about getting all glammed up and looking a certain way and talking a certain way and talking certain points. Just be you. Speak from your heart. Speak from what you know. Be truthful so you don't have the stress that you're lying. And your business will grow. So I'm going to give you four quick things that you can do to stand out. One is make sure that you have valuable solutions in whatever it is that you're doing. Whether it's the program that you create, like I said earlier in the episode, you want to give your people the solution right there in that program. Don't have them buy your program just to tell them in the program, okay, but you're also going to need my second program to do this. No, give them the full solution of what you promised they're going to do. Okay, so like I said, my workshop for coaches, we get in there. You can be a newbie who has no idea, or you can be somebody who is new and is trying to grow their business and set up a healthy foundation to build on. And we're going to go in there and we're going to figure out who your audience is, who your ideal customer is. So basically your avatar of who you're going to talk to. We're going to figure out what your skills are. What can you monetize? And then we're going to build your program. And at the end, you're going to launch it. That is the full package. By the end of that workshop, people were launching their coaching business. That is the full package. And then from there, you build on like everybody else, right? We always do the thing, launch the thing, and then we start continuing to do it and grow it. And that is how things work. But you have to give people valuable solutions in your program, the full complete thing. And when you're talking about creating content, give them valuable content, things that is going to be impactful to them. You know, give them answers, even if it's a quick answer. Give them something that they are going to take something away from, whether it's tactical or emotional. You have to make sure that you're giving valuable solutions. Number two is that your work with them, emphasis on with them, is impactful. Okay, it has to be impactful for their lives. And also, if you're teaching them something that they're going to use for their business, it also has to be impactful for what they're going to go and provide to their customers. Maybe you don't have a direct link to their customers, but if they're working with you as their mentor, you have to make sure that you're going to be able to impact their lives so that they can then go and impact their audience. And when I say with them, you're working with them. You're not here to just give them whatever it is you're going to give them and walk away and okay, good luck. You know, you have to think of it as we're working together on this. Your goals for your business and what you're trying to invest in is important to me too when you hire me, and I'm going to be invested. So together, we're going to do this. Number three is coaching isn't about just running a business well. It's about the work that you do and how it impacts other people's lives. This isn't about making quick money, okay? You guys have to stop thinking about it that way. If you are thinking about it that way, you're going to make money. You have to trust, right? We're not sitting here just launching businesses for nonprofit. You're going to make money, but focus on the impact. Okay, you have to focus on the impact that you're going to have in people's lives. And remember what I said a long time ago, if you're a listener of the podcast, your income is a reflection of the lives that you change. Okay, so the more lives that you change, if you focus on it, okay, I'm going to get up today and I'm going to try to change 5 lives, meaning I'm going to try to get 5 customers because I know when they go through my program or they hire me, I'm going to have an impact in their lives and I'm going to change their lives. If you focus on how many lives you want to change, that's going to be a reflection in how much money you're making. So don't focus on it the other way because that's just not the right way to do it. Focus on the impact you're going to have and how many people's lives you're going to change. And number four is to give all the answers in the one thing that you're offering. I kind of jumped ship. I told you this when I was talking about giving valuable solutions. Give them the whole thing, you guys. Okay. All the steps. Make sure that they have a starting point and an end result and that they actually do that end result. Don't leave them hanging and don't make people feel like they have to go buy another thing. Will you have multiple offers? Yes, there probably will be different things that you offer because they can go separately. But if you're going to offer, for example, a course, make sure that they're actually going to get the end result you told them that they were going to get on there. Don't sell them step 1, 2, and 3 and then tell them 4, 5, and 6 is in a different program. If they need it in the 1, 2, and 3, then you should have added it on there, because people need to have a full package or else they're not going to continue. It's demotivating. It's not exciting to go and have to figure out how you're going to spend money on a different program again. If you have multiple programs standalone that are completely, not completely different, they could work together, because I know I have things that work together, but they don't need it to do one or the other. Okay, make sure that you're giving people all the answers and the full solution of what they're going to do. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. I wanted to make sure that we talked about this. We're probably going to have to talk about this more, because the more we're sitting here using these tools online, the more social media changes, the more things come up, and also people's behavior. That's also changing. And we need to be aware of that, not only to protect ourselves in the investments that we make, because we also invest in others, right? You might be at a certain level, so you're going to invest on someone that is steps ahead of you. Everybody's like that. There's always someone ahead of you that you can invest and work with so that you can continue to grow. So it's important for you, but also it's important for your customers, because people are paying attention. If you pay attention to what the general population is paying attention to, you're going to be able to answer those questions and concerns and make sure to cover yourself and your programs and make sure that you're offering the things that they need, or else you're just going to fall into that basket of all these scammers, and it's going to be really hard for people to trust you. And hey, when you're marketing yourself and your business, talk about that. Be like, hey, I know there's a lot of people promoting this. I know people promise you this. That's not me. This is exactly what you're going to get. And set the tone. Don't be scared to promote your business and be real about it, because you think, oh, but if I tell them that they're going to have to show up and do some work, they're probably going to get scared and they're probably going to go buy from so-and-so. Yeah, they might. If they're looking for a quick solution, if they're looking to make a quick buck and that type of solution, they're going to go buy it and they're going to realize that they spent their money on the wrong place. And then they're going to come back and have to spend more money on you, because they're going to go, okay, maybe I should have gone with her, because it's true, I do have to put in some work. Sometimes we try to sugarcoat things, especially in the beginning when you're new. I get it. Like, you don't want to make it sound so difficult that they don't want to show up and do the work. But here's the thing, if they have to show up and do the work, which they probably do, obviously, if you're building anything that is going to go anywhere, you have to show up and do the work. It's better for them to know right away, because then they come in with that expectation. It is horrible to come in thinking something's going to be super easy, and then they realize, oh no, I have to do all this work. That's not what you said. That's not how you marketed this. And then you look bad. So just be honest, because then also you're going to get people that are willing to show up and do that work. And it is fun when your customers are committed and they show up and do the work, because what's going to happen is they're going to buy your program. They're going to be committing to it because they're prepared to do that work. They're going to implement all the steps that you teach them. They're going to get to the end and launch or do whatever it is you're teaching them. And they're going to start getting results. And then you get to hear about it, right? You get to celebrate with them because it was your program that helped them. So remember, there's so many benefits to it. Don't be scared to tell your people and prepare them. Those are like the best customers, when they come knowing exactly what they're getting into because they're willing to show up and do it. The quality of the people you're going to get is so much different than the people that are chasing a quick fix or a fast way of making money. Okay. And then your business becomes more exciting because you're working with the right people. All right. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you found it helpful. Take care, you guys, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.